Okay, Parshas Vayechi, the year is Tafshin, 1940. Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shva'esrei Shana, Vayimei Yaakov Shnei Chayav, Sheva Shanim Ve'arba Meot Shana. Okay, Vayechi Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim for 17 years, and these were the days of Yaakov. Perush Rashi, Lama Parsha Zu Stuma. How come this Parsha, there's no open space before the beginning of the Parsha? It just goes, it's awesome. The Fishikavan Shinifter Yaakov Avinu Nistamay Name Velibam Shayisal, because when Yaakov died, the eyes and the hearts of Israel were closed. Mitzarat Ashibut Shitchil Shabdim, for the beginning of the Shibut that they started to get into. That's one pshat. The second pshat is Shabikish Lagal Saket, that at that point Yaakov wanted to reveal when the end of days was. Levanav to his sons, Venista Mimenu. And at that point, the most pashup shot way of reading Rashi, and boom! I don't know anymore. I was about to, I got everybody together, and in the end, he was not able to say when everyone gets so excited, and then it just left him. V'tzorch la'avin, Haim chas v'shalom, lo nitmala b'koshes Yaakov Avinu chas v'shalom, ki bikesh, is it possible to really say that Yaakov Avinu, on the level that Yaakov Avinu was at, is it possible he's about to say something, the siyata, the shmar, the levels that Yaakov on, and just boom, I forgot. I had to tell you something really important. Wait. It's really important. I forgot. No, it can't be so simple like that. Yaakov Avinu is a great man, and he has something great to give over. It's not about, any simple matters here. He's going to be Megal the cakes. The end. The question is, I wonder if it's the end of the Shibud Mitzrayim or the end of the days of Mamash Moshe Mashiach. It's not clear, because really, before, if it wasn't for the Chet Egel, we weren't going to be waiting for this great Mashiach. It says if it wasn't for the Chet Egel, we'd just go right in from our Sinai to our Yisrael, build the Beis HaMikdash, Moshe Rabbeinu would be with us, and because of the Chet Egel, I don't know. Aval Azeir HaKadosh, Medayik al HaPerush, So Hashem is about to bless Yosef. The pasuk says Vayvarechet Yosef, and he's gonna bless Yosef. And then we're ready. We're ready, okay? That he walked with his father's Avram Yitzchak, good, okay? Goes on. And then he says, and the Malach that saved me should save your children. That's basically the bracha. We don't say any bracha to Yosef. Blessing your children. And the Zohar Kodesh asks, Valolo birchas Yosef rakas an arm. Did he really bless Yosef? He blessed the children, not Yosef. Right? Yivarechas an arm. But where's the bracha of Yosef? It says, "Vayverechet Yosef." The Lama Zeh Omer Pasuk, "Vayverechet Yosef." It said, "Don't say Vayverechet Yosef." Say, "Vayverechet Anarim Shal Yosef." Vayverechet Abanim. The Omer Shebirchasa De Benoi Heim Birchasa De Abba. The Zohar says that the blessing for the father, the blessing to a father, is the blessing to his son. When someone blesses a son, that is a blessing for the father. So when Hashem, when Yaakov said. That the Malach HaGadol Asimi Kol Ra Yivarech Asen Ha'arim, he's blessing the children, but that's a blessing for the father. It's a blessing. He's gonna, why? Kshibirchas Bnei Yosef Birchas Yosef Well Ayin Sham. The Zohar says that when the children receive the blessings, that was Yosef receiving a blessing. And that's how we understand the Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin. Shama Kodesh Baruch Yishmol Bnei Barcheni. Right, when Tanya Amar Yishmael Ben Elisha, Pam Echad Nichnasti Laktir Ketores, Vesnai Vesniv, V'raiti Achatriya Malachei Tzevakot. Right, that the whole song, Shu Yosef, Akise Ram Benisa, V'yamadi, and he said to me, Yishmael Ben Yishma, my son, Barcheni, bless me. And he says, V'amar, Yeah, he wrote on milfanecha, that should be your will. She go to rachamecha. as kaskha that your zirachim should go over your anger, and you should treat your children with midas harachamim, with mercy. So one second. Hashem said, bless me. What did he bless? He blessed the children. So you should deal with the children with rachamim and with chesed. But that's not blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we saw before, that Birchas Yisrael is the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if when Rabbi Yishmael blesses, when Rabbi Yishmael blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he blesses Yisrael because the blessing of Yisrael is the blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could understand it on different levels. The Nefesh HaChaim understands it differently, but that's what the Zohar says. The blessing for HaKadosh, there's a problem here that you can't even bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're not going to get into it. The Nefesh HaChaim gets into that, just very quickly, that the whole idea of blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not blessing Hashem's essence. The essence of Hashem doesn't need our blessing. It ain't so infinite. It doesn't need us. Ani Hashem lo shaniti. It doesn't change. It doesn't need us. It's not affected by us. But Hashem's malchus is affected by us. Hashem's malchus in this world, that all depends on us. How much malchus we want to bring in this world? Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So when I make a bracha on this world, I'm bringing more malchus in this world. When I don't say bracha, then I'm bringing less malchus in the world. The malchus of Hashem needs us. Therefore, he's blessing the Jewish people that you should have rachamim in order to bless Hashem's malchus in this world. But not bless Hashem, the essence of Hashem. But in any event, the Zohar doesn't seem to make that distinction. I think the Zohar would make that distinction. For sure he would make that distinction. The Nefesh HaChaim gets everything from the Zohar, so. But in any event, the bracha of Yishmael to HaKadosh Baruch was not to HaKadosh Baruch himself, it was to the children Yisrael, which is also Birch Za'av. So to hear the bracha to the Na'arim is the bracha to Yosef. Ulehefech, kishenifter Yaakov Avinu v'Yisrael natnu b'tzara, gam ator nistama v'gam nasa p'gam. And the opposite way, when Yaakov, the leader of the Jewish people, the last of the Avos, when he dies, the Torah gets closed. Because just like the Birchas Ha'av is the Birchas Ha'ben is blessing the father, so too the loss of the child, Yaakov. The child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov. The loss of Yaakov is the loss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it closes up. There's a stima that happens in the world. There's a blockage. And that's when the Shibud starts, and that's where the blockage starts. The Zerugam, and that's our hope. That if our tzaras are so bad here, we're the children of Hashem. And just like the bracha of the children is the bracha of the father, so through the suffering of the... Therefore it must be that the suffering of the children is the suffering of the father. Therefore if we suffer so much, it has to be a point where the Baruch Hu says, I'm suffering. My children are suffering. Just like when my children are blessed, I'm blessed. So through my children are suffering, I'm suffering. The gam b'morim ha'pkam, and the pkam reaches the highest. Betach yeshenish, and then Hashem has to save us. And listen to this. Now he's going to explain something very beautiful. Bikit painful, almost painfully, almost. Bikish legalot etakets v'nistam imenu. Now we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov, wanted to reveal the end of the days, but it was hidden from him. What does it mean it was hidden from him? Aval b'zeh b'yatzmo ha'ketz nirma. With this itself, the end of days was hinted at. Why? Shekev ansha ha'parsha nistama. Because the parsha is closed, v'gam b'yakov avinu pa'al listom imenu ha'ketz, shemash v'shegam imenu nistam, and the ketz was also hidden away from Yaakov. V'chein gam tamid, kishiroin sh'atzaris misgabros. When we see that the tzuris are so misgaber, it's so painful and so unlivable, until the Torah and base measures and mikvahs are locked, closed, that no Judaism here, finished. There's no sound of Torah, there's no sound of tefillah. At that point, and the pkam is so felt in this world, then we're betuach, that the ketz has to happen, because it can't go on like this. The brach of the sons, the brach of the father, and the pain of the children, the pain of the father. The father can't go on like this anymore. So therefore, what does it mean? Why was it in this? Why was Ratzel Gala the ketz? He was Megala the ketz. He was Megala the ketz. What was he Megala? When it's so susum. When it's so hidden and so dark and so finished, then what happens? That's the case. Because it has to be the case. It has to be the end. Because it's so hidden. And that's on a different vein, Rav Kook says. You dig and dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. I'm sorry for hitting you. You dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. And you hit a hard place. Okay. We hit a rock, we can't go on. So Cook says, maybe you just hit the treasure box. And that's why it's so hard right now. Maybe you just hit the treasure box. Because when it gets so hard, you hit it. This is the same thing with the state of Israel. You dig and dig and dig and dig and read a harsh place. No, this stinks, this corruption, this. But maybe you're hitting the treasure house. Maybe because it's so bad, I first spoke, we just can't go on like this, that the Medina, a Jewish Medina, should run like this. It says, Nistamim, that's what it means, Nistamim. It was hidden from him because everything was closed, and therefore he's Megalicates. He wasn't Megal at date, he's Megal when everything is so dark and so hard and so sorous. That's when a Kodesh Baruch Hu will step in. Just on a separate vein, the Svasema says, not a similar idea, but a question. It's just very, 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 very short. It says, what does it mean, Vayechi Yaakov? The whole parasha is called Vayechi Yaakov, and Yaakov lives. But it's the opposite, Yaakov dies. Yaakov dies in this parasha. Why is it called Vayechi Yaakov? The Eretz Mitzrayim. It seems like, Yaakov ended off with a great life in Mitzrayim. 17 years. It sounds like he had a picnic the rest of his life. So what does it mean, Vayechi Yaakov? It says that Vayechi Yaakov says that Yaakov was able to, why was Yaakov able to live in Mitzrayim? It says it like this, that the Zohar says, I'm just saying this kind of very short, but I'm sorry, I'm going to mix up the name of the Melech. He says like this. He says that Yaakov was there, the mid of Emes. And Yaakov understood very clearly that this is a klipa. Mitzrayim is a klipa, it's going to fall off. And he understood. And he didn't misunderstand Mitzrayim. He didn't say, this is great, we have Goshen, this is great, New Judaism, this and that, Motopak, everything's great for us. He didn't say that. He knew that this is a klipa, it's going to fall off. So according to Svasemis, he says, Zershama Rashi, what does it mean, v'nistami menu? Because by saying, he's saying, there's a cage to this. That's all you have to know. What does it mean? Anything that's going to end, that means it's unnatural. It means that it doesn't belong. It's just a shell. It doesn't. So, b'kish shagalos l'kates, that's enough. V'nistami menu. I don't have to talk anymore. Because Yaakov knew that this is, like the Maharal says in Netzach Yisrael, that the Golus is an unnatural state for the Jew, and it has to end. Because we all at the Makor live in a natural state, which is living one nation in Eretz Yisrael. Everything else is just a klipa. And Vayechi Yaakov ve'Eretz Mitzrayim, that Yaakov lived the Eretz Mitzrayim because he knew that Goshen didn't fool him. And the religion in Goshen didn't fool him. He was very happy that people were still strong. But nothing fooled him. He understood very well that there's a klipa. And that's what he says, like in Megala the Cates. What does it mean, Megala the Cates? He didn't have to be. He said that. Kepnimius, who? MS, ain't no Cates, Vehester. Truth doesn't have an end. Truth is eternal. This is not truth. Being eternal is not truth, therefore it has an end. He didn't have to say the end. The point is that it has an end. And that's what it means. Bikish the Gaza is Vinistam. That was the point of it. That there is an end to this difference, an unnatural thing, and therefore we don't belong there. But only if a person looks at the emes, they can. So Yaakov was Vayechi Yaakov. Why was he Vayechi? Because the main thing that Sfas Emes is, if a person's honest, and you can see that he came from the line of Katz, here comes from Katz, that as long as you're looking at the emes of the situation, you're able to live. Once you fool yourself and deceive yourself, that's, even in Mitzrayim, the lowest places, it's Vayechi Yaakov, because he understood the truth. He was able looking to pass this klipa. But if you get caught at the klipa and you think everything's good, it's not Vayechi in the end. You're getting stuck with the klipa. But he knew that this klipa ends. That's what Bikish is also the case. There's a good norm enough. We'll hold off for now. I told him
if he knew how much he drove me crazy, he would still do it, but he would like feel a lot worse about it.